This is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. That's a part of Wesley Communications, as we always start the show with the Imperials and Praise the Lord.
My soul. Precious Holy, Precious Holy Name. Wonderful, His holy name. His wonderful, wonderful name. He's brought us from a long, long way.
Bless His holy name.
Bless His holy name.
Oh, love His music. Andre Crouch and Bless His Holy Name. Indeed, bless His holy name today and every day, every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Something wonderful going on here in Kentucky and across the nation, but our little University of Asbury, a big, big revival going on there as we speak. So many great things happening, and part of those great things is that you guys have joined me for another Sunday gospel music buffet. I want to do a shout out to, you always hear me open up the show with the Imperials, and praise the Lord, and we owe thanks, many thanks for a lot of things, but to Roddy Boston, who suggested that song to me about a year and a half ago, I guess, or 2 years ago. I didn't have it. Can't believe I didn't have it, and I didn't, and I got it, and I fell in love with the song, and then I thought, what a great way to open up the show every Sunday with the Imperials, and praise the Lord. We did a little vote on it, kind of Democratic type of thing, for as many people as we had listening that day. Anyways, I love kicking off the show with that. And I'm just totally, totally blown away by what's happening here in Kentucky and across from Asbury and I think 18 other little universities and colleges and big universities and colleges have started. There's revival going on, folks. Praise God. Praise God. And I'm going to do a shout out to Roddy Boston and Suzanne, his precious wife. Roddy says they're sitting in the front yard waiting. That was when we were doing some warm-up to the program. Bless your heart. Suzanne's recovering from COVID. And I'm on the downhill side of an upper respiratory infection. Been tested, not COVID. Okay, you knew where everybody's mind was going to go, didn't you, Roddy? And I want to do a big God bless you to you and Suzanne. Just thank you for your friendship over the years. God bless Kathy Parker down in Brighton, Tennessee, and her feline children, Willie and Waylon, listening today. Judy Merritt shared the link, and Judy Merritt is listening from Somerset, Kentucky. God bless you, Judy. Thank you so much for sharing the link to the programming today. And Stephanie Preston is here today, and that's down in Clinton, Mississippi. Here are the promise keepers, and how great is our God. Amen.
Is our God, and all we see.
The New South, and how great thou art. I want to do a shout out and a big God bless you to Sue Stevens, who is listening down in Somerset, Kentucky. And I just have to tell you, I'm just blown away by everything happening here in Kentucky. Like I said, the revival going on at Asbury. And then I'm watching Tucker Carlson this week, right? And I think it was Thursday night or Wednesday, Thursday night. Well, anyways, he did two nights. He had a little excerpt and did a special on the revival. Folks, that's secular TV. Secular TV talking about a revival. Praise God. That's some kind of wonderful, isn't it? Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
Yeah.
The Gaither Vocal Band, I Bowed on My Knees. And part of our listening family, I always forget to do shout-outs to a lot of people I send the show to. They don't listen in real time, but they listen when they can a little bit later on. And a faithful listener, and just a precious lady, Karen Kelly Rourke, and her daughter Kenzie Rourke, and both of them were at the Asbury Revival yesterday, and she's published some more pictures today on her Facebook page. I love reading the posts. I love reading people, the joy that one feels just by reading the posts. And she says, the Asbury Revival, God is on the move. What an amazing time. She said, felt like a little piece of heaven. The Holy Spirit was very present. Wow. And she said, yesterday was my mother's 84th heavenly birthday. And she graduated from Asbury University in 1994 with a master's degree in divinity. And then Karen put some more pictures up here today, and they're just absolutely phenomenal. And I'm going to check them out a little bit more later. And also going to share some other comments that I've seen on Facebook from some of my Facebook friends, because It just gave me chills. Here are the Statler Brothers. Statler Brothers and Revive Us Again. And I got a comment here off of one of my friend's pages. And a gentleman by the name of Gene Harmon, who is not my Facebook friend, but one of my my friend's friends, said, I can give a firsthand experience observation. He's talking about Asbury. He said, my family and I went on Thursday evening. He said, we stood in line for about half an hour. And the closer we got to the entrance, I could feel something in the atmosphere. As soon as I walked in the doors, it was nothing like I've ever experienced. The Holy Spirit was thick in the air. The only way I can describe it is like walking into a thick, thick fog, but having 100% visibility. He goes on to say, I've been in some powerful church services where the Holy Spirit was moving all over everyone. But this was something completely unexpected. If the same thing we experienced at Asbury is happening in Christian campuses all over this country, there still is hope. And then he quote scripture from 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful.
grace of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire and in darkest night. You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God.
The Triumphant Quartet and the Goodness of God. Here's Legacy 5. God's Been Good.
Lately I've been looking back along this winding road to the old familiar markers of the mercies I have known. I know it may sound simple, but it's more than a cliche. There's no better way to tell you than to say, God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause through it all, God's been times replay, and I can see that I've cried some bitter tears. But I felt his arms around me as I faced my greatest fears. You see, I've had more gains than losses, and I've known more joy than hurt as His grace rolled down upon me, undeserved. For God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could, 'cause through it all, God's been good. For God has been my Father, my Savior, and my friend. His love was my beginning, and His love will be my end. I could spend forever trying to tell you everything He is, but the best way that I can say it is this: God's been good in my life. I feel so blessed beyond my wildest dreams when I go to sleep each night. And though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could, 'cause through it all, God's been good.
That's Legacy 5, and God's been good. Amen. This is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. That's a part of Wesley Communications. Here's Casting Crowns. Mercy.
Your mercy found me, called me.
you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy. Your mercy saved me. Mercy made me whole. Your mercy found me. Called me as your own. Your mercy saved me. Mercy made me whole. Your mercy found me. Called me as your own. Called me as your own.
As Casting Crowns Mercy, here's Joseph Habedank. It's called This Grace.
I once stood as a sworn enemy of the God who kept pouring out kindness. I once stood with an angry clenched fist till he whispered and silenced my fighting. Undone, undone, I could not escape it. 10,000 times I could sing it. There's 10,000 ways I've received it. It never runs out, it never grows cold. Just when I thought I'd reached the limit, it keeps pouring out. I'm drowning in it. It won't shut me out, it won't let me go. So I keep singing on and on of this grace. I keep singing on and on of this grace. I keep singing on. But how could you ever grow tired of such goodness? I just know that I must sing. I won't see a drop of His grace ever wasted. Undone, undone, I cannot escape it. 10,000 times I could sing it. There's 10,000 ways I've received it. It never runs out, it never grows cold. Just when I thought I'd reached the limit, it keeps pouring out. I'm drowning in it. It won't shut me out, it won't let me go. So I keep singing on. There's 10,000 ways I've received it. It never runs out, it never grows cold. Just when I thought I'd reached the limit, it keeps pouring out. I'm drowning in it. It won't serve. keep singing, no.
Joseph Habedank, this grace. Here are the inspirations. He looked beyond my faults.
Amazing grace will always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just why he to love me so. He looked beyond my faults and saw my need. I shall forever lift mine eyes to Calvary.
He looked beyond my faults. Here are the Goodmans. I'd do it all over again.
I have walked through the valley of the shadow of death. I have breathed what surely could be my last breath. But as long as I hold my Savior's hand, oh, I'd do it all over again. I'd walk that same road if he walked with me for over and over. He has proven to be my healer, Redeemer. over again. He was light in the darkness when I felt so alone, when my heart was heavy, he gave me a song. Now some places he's led me, I don't understand. Oh, but I do it all over again. I'd walk that same road if he walks with me for over and over. He has proven my companion and my friend, and I'd do it all over again, again. He's my healer, my redeemer, my companion and my friend, and as long as he's with me, oh, as long as he's with me, I know I'd do it all over again. That's
the Goodmans, formerly known as the Happy Goodmans, and that was just Howard and Vestal. And towards the end, before they made their trip home, and I'd do it all over again. Here's Guy Penrod, When Love Was Slain.
Come now and walk with me.
to pay death's wage. Now ransomed thy and freedom's slave. My Jesus raised me from the grave. Jesus raised me from the grave. Soon, Lord, and very soon. Oh, soon, Lord, and very soon. You'll come take me to be with you. Soon, Lord, very soon.
Wow, Guy Penrod, When Love Was Slain. This is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. That's a part of Wesley Communications. Here's the Prestonwood Choir. Unto the Lamb.
All of the angels cry, holy, all the saints.
the Preston Wood Choir, Unto the Lamb. Here are the tallies, High and Lifted Up. Tallies, High and Lifted Up with the Hallelujah Chorus. Here's Brian Free and Assurance. Glory to God in the highest.
Look up, fear not, the angel said. Behold, the Messiah's come, the one of whom you read. And as he spoke to man that day, the heavenly host around the throne joined in to say, God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Heavenly angels announce his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah, the Lord sing holy, he was born to save the world from sin. Glory
And still today the wise men come, offering their praise to God's anointed one. And as they speak their heartfelt love, this glorious sound falls on my ears from up above.
Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to men. Heavenly angels announce his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy, he was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest, glory, hallelujah to the Lord, amen. Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, his will to win. Heavenly angels announce his arrival in the little town of Bethlehem. Hallelujah to the Lord, sing holy, he was born to save the world from sin. Glory to God in the highest, glory, hallelujah to the Lord, amen.
Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, his will to win.
Brian Tree and Assurance saying glory to God in the highest. I have neglected to do shout-outs to people who will be listening to the show via the recording, but I'm going to take care of that right now, and I want to do a big shout-out to Sue and Jack Shelton, also Sue's sisters. That's hard to say, sitting by the seashore, sifting sand. Sue's sister, sifting sand. Yeah, Connie Gibson and Teresa Cook, and two precious ladies, and I'm very blessed to have all three as listeners, and wonderful, wonderful Christian people. And I've known them, I've known Sue and Jack for many years, and they're just a super fine family. And they have a cousin, a beautiful cousin named Phyllis Ashcraft. And Phyllis, a big God bless you, and thank you for listening. And I also want to do a shout-out to Brother Herschel Whitaker. You've heard us talk about him many times, our 92-year-old combat veteran, Korean War. And been struggling a little bit lately, but then he gets right back up again. You can't keep him down. So a big shout-out to Brother Herschel Whitaker and his daughter, Diana Lyons, and her husband, Bobby. Also, Jamie and Sonny Denny. Wonderful folks that live down in the Somerset, Kentucky area, out in the little community of Elihu, in a place called Cabin Hollow. And a big good day and God bless you to Jenna and Carl Wheeler in New South Wales in Corewa, Australia. Also want to do a shout out to Jane Whitus and her husband Herschel in Somerset, Kentucky. And a big shout out to my cousin Temple Duncan, who's on the mend, and her daughter, Cherie, who is also on the mend. Cherie had knee surgery, and Temple broke her ankle. But they're doing better, I presume. I haven't heard anything to the contrary. So, and I want to do a big shout-out to Roberta Lander, who has just been such a blessing to me the past few months. We went to the same high school together, Bishop Donahue High School, and never... hung out with her in school, but I knew her husband, and a wonderful man, just a super, super guy. And I really looked up to him. He was one of the upperclassmen that I really had a lot of respect for. God bless you, Roberta. Thank you so much for supporting the programming with your positive reinforcement and your comments. It means a lot to me. And a big, shout out to my Aunt Joan Smith and her husband, Bill, and also my cousin Vicki Kidd and her husband Roger. Joan and Vicki both, as you've heard me say before, played a big part in my spiritual development over the years, and such a positive force. Here are the Freemans if you've been going through the storm, in spite of the storm.
I've been sailing again. Life's terrible, contrary winds. my mass often reels and it shrieks, and sometimes even fails. I'm laden with burdens, the heaviest lights ever bore. But though I'm reeling and broken, I'm a few waves from docking. I'm still sailing in spite of the storm. In spite of the storm, I feel his hand on the wheel. So I'll keep this old boat afloat till he whispers, be still. And if I have to hold on to ride out these waves, though I'm leather and weather and warm, until I drop anchor in Paradise Bay, I'm still sailing in spite of. Guiding through currents and straits. That old book's never failing as I'm sailing my vessel by faith. Through the thick of the fog, I'll wait for the sound of the horn. It can't take me under. I'm still sailing in spite of the storm. In spite of the storm, I feel his hand on the wheel. So I'll keep this old boat afloat till he whispers, be still. And if I have to hold on to ride out these waves, though I'm leathered and weathered and worn, until I drop anchor in Paradise Bay, I'm still sailing in spite of. Though I'm reeling and rocking, just a few waves from docking, I'm still sailing in spite of the storm. In spite of. In your hands, you have it.
That's Evie. You have everything in your hands, and Jesus, I love you. This is the Gospel Music Buffet. It's being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky. That's a part of Wesley Communications. At this time, if you so desire, I'd love to have you pray with me. Heavenly Father, this has been a wonderful time of worship and time of fellowship. Thank you for blessing me with the equipment and these beautiful gospel songs that talk about your grace and your love and your mercy for all of us, your children, your creation. I ask you, Lord, to please bless all who listen in real time. And Father, please bless those who will listen to the recorded broadcast. And Lord, help us to remember that revival starts with each of us and our hearts, and it starts in our homes and our daily lives. Lord, help us to be faithful and to be enthusiastic in sharing your word found in the Holy Bible. Help us to be a shining light in a sometimes dark and very dismal world. And Father, we pray that revival continues to sweep across our nation and then across our world. Lord, we want to lift up the names of Sue Estes and Pat Miller and Sheila Maxwell and Linda Kendall, Ben Foster, Terry Drake, Kathy Myers, Temple Duncan, Mary Lou Foster, Sue Stevens, Suzanne Boston, Marissa Elder, Ed Snell. Lord, they're all part of our listening family, all needing strength and healing, and some needing a lot of peace and comfort too. Also, Father, we give you praise and we thank you for answering the special prayer request for Lori Gallagher and Luke Amberge. Father, we're praying for strength and healing for many, many, many others on my prayer list who are struggling with cancer, with addiction and chronic pain and depression. Again, Lord, please bless each one who listened today. Bless those who will listen to the recorded broadcast. And thank you again for your love and your grace and your mercy that renews every day. Father, lead, guide, and direct us each day in everything that we do. And forgive me where I have failed you. I ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
The night was so dark, I felt in my heart my song had come to an end. My spirit was willing, but my body was weak. I thought this is the way it would end. But Jesus came in like a thief in the night. Touched me and I was made whole. My song did not end, it started over again. And I want everybody to know the story about my healing. Oh, healing. The great physician ministered healing to my soul. The
tried to help, they tried to cheer me up, but there was nothing for them to say. Then Jesus came like a thief in the night. He touched me and I was made whole. The doctors were stunned. There was something they had to know. I just told them about my healing. Oh, heal me. The great physician ministered. Ministered healing to my soul.
That's the Cathedrals. And Healing, you have been listening to the Gospel Music Buffet. It'll be rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, providing it uploads okay. And that's a part of Wesley Communications. I missed a couple of comments here. I'm just now reading them. If you see everything that I'm doing down here in the studio, you'll understand why I do miss them sometimes. And I miss having my partner in crime with me, my precious wife, Terry, because she picks up a lot of that slack for me. So it makes me appreciate her a whole lot more. And I want to do a shout out to Bobby and Diana Lyons. I always want to say Diana Whitaker. Diana Whitaker Lyons and her father's Herschel. And they said, sounding good tonight. Thank you, guys. I didn't know you guys were listening. I did a shout out to you earlier, though. And Roddy Boston said, lots of prayer requests, but we have a praise. Amen. He said, our fifth grandson, Ian David Broussard, was born last week in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I hope I pronounced that right. Broussard, Ian David Broussard. And he said, we're going up to meet and see him in March. Oh. Our first granddaughter is due in late March or early April. And we're looking forward to meeting Ava Isabel Garcia when that happens. Oh, man. Sending safe travel blessings to you guys. And Suzanne, I hope you get to feeling better. I got you guys on my prayer list every day. I haven't taken you off probably in, oh, goodness, 2 or 3 years. I pray for different things. And I'm kind of like, I kind of like hoard my people. Once I get them on my prayer list, I'm terrible about letting go of somebody. Because if they're not sick anymore, then I pray that they keep, you know, I pray for good health and peace and comfort in their lives, you know. So if there's anybody that's ever had the too many names on a prayer list, I may have them, because sometimes it takes me forever. I got like 200 names that I go through every night, and each one with a different need. And just they're very special to me. And it's a great way to wrap up the day. This song I'm getting ready to go out with. Before, let me do this. So let me thank each and every one of you guys for tuning in. Thank you for putting up with me and my idiosyncrasies. And please pray for me. Because sometimes I doubt myself very, very much when it comes to doing this show. And, of course, when I doubt myself, old Satan grabs a hold of that. And he holds on pretty tight. And he says, that's right. You did a terrible show, or nobody got a blessing, or whatever, you know. And you don't need to be doing this. Just do rock and roll radio or whatever, you know. So I battle with that each week about feeling very unworthy, and I tell you about that. So please pray for me that I will have the strength, the physical strength, and the spiritual strength to keep on keeping on this program, because this is a program that has become very, very important to me. The song I'm going out with tonight is by an artist by the name of Ellie Holcomb, and I had never heard this song before. But one of my Facebook friends, who is a constant inspiration to me, she's not one of our listening family, but she's been battling cancer for like 2 or 3 years, and she thought she was over it. She went into remission, and then they started battling again, but she had this posted on her story, and it really touched my heart. I looked it up, went over to Amazon, bought it, downloaded it, and I'm going to play it for you guys tonight. It's Ellie Holcomb. It's called Do Not Worry. God bless each and every one of you, and have a super evening. Thank you for listening.
See the birds that are singing in the spring air. They're giving everything they need. They don't worry where their next meal will come from. They don't worry about a thing. So just look around you and try to listen to the song creation sings. And don't you worry, 'cause you're in the hands of the God who made everything. See the flowers in their colorful. dressed better than a king. They don't worry about what they should wear, no, they don't worry about a thing. So just look around you and try to listen to the song creation sings. And don't you worry, 'cause you're in the hands of the God who made everything. Because you're not a bird and you're not a flower. You don't have petals or wings. But there is good news, you're worth so much more to the God who made everything. The storms that they might bring. Try to remember that you're in the hands of the God who made every single thing. Now just remember, you're not a bird and you're not a flower. You don't have petals or wings. There's good news, 'cause you're worth so much more.